As you can see, we've kind of, you know, figured out, you know, picking and choosing when guys go and who gets what. And I think the more we play together, the more it's just going to keep clicking.
Yep. All right. Well, good win tonight for you guys. And off to Vegas. You been? You ever been?
Yeah, I've been out there a few times, summer league and AAU tournaments.
Oh, right. All right, well, we'll see you there.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, A.J. Green and the Bucks win at 146-122 tonight here at Fiserv Forum. We'll come back, talk much more about this one after these words on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tough to find too much to complain about in this one tonight if you're a Bucks fan, as Milwaukee steamrolls their way in the second half to a 146-122 win. They outscored the Knicks 71-50 in the second half. And a reminder, this copyright broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, rebroadcasted, reproduced, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. It is brought to you, as always, by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, we certainly enjoyed this one tonight. We'll break it down further when we come back. But first, we got to take another break here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
NBA in-season tournament is rolling into Las Vegas, and it's all or nothing for the four last teams standing.
It's win or go home.
The stakes are high, the lights are bright, because the first ever NBA Cup is within reach.
Now that's what I'm talking about!
This is NBA basketball at its highest level.
Who's ready to grab it?
The stakes are the highest.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Don't miss the NBA in-season tournament semifinals this Thursday on ESPN and TNT.
With Kroger brand products from Pick and Save, you can make all your favorite things this holiday season. Because Kroger brand's proven quality products come at exceptionally low prices. And with a money-back quality guarantee, every dish is sure to be a favorite. Whether you shop delivery, pickup, or in-store, Kroger brand has all your favorite things. Pick and save. Fresh for everyone.
.146-122 final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Bucks knock off the Knicks, and they move on to Las Vegas for the semifinals in this in-season tournament. We'll get some final thoughts on tonight's game and preview that tournament matchup after this. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's a 24-point win for the Bucks, who move on to those semifinals to now face the Indiana Pacers, with the winner moving on to the finals Saturday night in Las Vegas. And look, we've seen this offense, I don't know if I'd say turn the corner, but they're starting to pick up some steam these last handful of games.
Well, look, I mean, if scoring over 130 in 7 out of 10 games doesn't mean you're turning the corner on offense, I don't know what does. I mean, they're scoring a lot of points. I think the question has been, what else goes with it? And tonight we started to see the defense play some pretty good ball in that particularly in the second half. But, yeah, I mean, I think this offense is starting to flex and show what they can be. Tonight perhaps the biggest statement that's been made so far in that regard. But I don't know. I think they're starting to find their stride there in that sense. I mean, the numbers would bear it out. After this one, it'll be interesting to see where Milwaukee sits in terms of offensive rating. They've crept into the top five. And tonight will do nothing to hurt that moving forward.
Yeah.
And then you got Indiana coming up. And
if you like offense,
yeah,
boy, do we have a matchup for you on Thursday between the Bucks and the Pacers. And look, here's the other part about we talk about the defense, and that is making some strides. And we really started mentioning that the first time they played this Knicks team, when Brook Lopez had 8 blocked shots, playing in a more comfortable spot on the floor. But, you know, also 50 points that they held the Knicks to in the second half tonight. No 30-point quarters in those final two quarters. And part of this offense is what helps the defense, too. We've seen it on the other end for the Bucks in years past, where when you know you have to get a basket every single time down the floor because that's what the opposing offense is doing, it puts a little more stress on that offense and helps out your defense even more.
Oh, man, it helps the defense a ton. When the Bucks are getting good shots, it has done such a big made such a big difference for this defense to not have to be scrambling back to get set, all those types of things. So, you know, it absolutely, you know, when you talk about sharing the load and this complimentary brand of basketball, that is what the Bucks are really, if they want to reach their apex, that's part of the drill. I mean, it has to be one hand helping the other.
And I think it's also no coincidence that these last couple of games, especially these last few games, when we talk about the offense continuing to put up points, you've seen more and more production from the bench, and you're doing this in spite of the fact there's no Pat Connaughton, you're still playing without Jay Crowder, that you haven't been fully 100% within that second unit. But once again, big performances from Bobby Portis and Campaign. Those have been the two constants with this second unit, and they both had big moments tonight.
Yeah, you know, and another guy I actually thought had a good game defensively was Marjon Beauchamp.
Yeah.
I thought Marjon had a really strong showing tonight on a couple of occasions where he locked down really well. And then not to mention the fact that he was also able to get his shot working. He hit both of his three-point tries. I mean, he doesn't have to bring a ton, but, man, if he can hit a couple of those out there, suddenly he becomes a guy that really brings value to this group when he steps out onto the floor. If he's able to make a presence on that outside in a position of need of that wing defensively.
A.J. Green, too, another guy that hit some very big shots in the first half when this was a back-and-forth game. He came in and hit some big threes for this team. So it's not just Bobby Portis. It's not just campaign. This has truly been a collective effort over the course of these last handful of games where this offense has really started to explode. So turning the corner to Thursday now, when we talk about offense, you're going to need quite a bit of it because you have the Indiana Pacers, who have an NBA season high with 157 points already scored this season. They've done nothing but post the most efficient offense in the history of the NBA, and Tyrese Halliburton certainly the biggest culprit there. We've seen them give the Bucks fits already once this season.
Yeah, we have, and they are a very motivated bunch as well, as we saw last night. This thing means a lot to them. I mean, they have not played games of substance in a long time. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton said it going into that game when he had his first triple-double against the Boston Celtics of his season, and that was a game that actually I believe that was his first of his career. Yep. And he just said, I haven't really played games that mean anything in my career to this point. He's like, this is the biggest game I've played. He hadn't played. I don't think he had played on a nationally televised game.
No, he had not prior played on to a TNT game. Yeah. And that was the intriguing part about this whole in-season tournament is you think about some of those teams like the Pacers and even out west too with the Pelicans who have advanced to the semifinals. Teams that are on the rise but haven't really experienced playoffs, how much more does this mean to those types of teams? And so far through the first night of the tournament, that's exactly what we've seen.
Yeah, it is. And that's why tonight it was important. It was good to see the Bucks against the Knicks team that you could make the case is still kind of in that phase a little bit. They've been in the playoffs. I mean, that's the difference. And this group has made noise in the playoffs too. But you almost were a little worried, would this game mean more to them? You know, I'll ask you this. With that result last night, you wondered, would it give a team like New York comp say, oh, we can do that too? Or does it catch the Bucks' attention and say, we better be ready?
We better be ready, yeah. And it certainly appeared that was what we saw tonight is this offense puts up 146 points. And again, it's a good Knicks defense because I think people had kind of nitpicked part of the schedule too with, well, maybe you hadn't played the best offenses in some games where your defense looked good and vice versa. But as we mentioned, this is one of the best teams in the league. It's the second-best fourth-quarter team in the league and one of the best defenses in the league. And the Bucks put up 146 points on that unit. So that, another very, very clear sign of growth here, not just offensively, but all across the board for this group now 21 games into the season.
Now you got to keep it going. That's the trick. I mean, you can't sit on this one for long because another one's coming up, and it should be a fun one come Thursday evening.
Yeah, should be a fun one. Should be almost like a track meet with what we saw tonight and what we've seen all season long from the Indiana Pacers. And again, that game will be played in Las Vegas in the semifinals of the first ever NBA in-season tournament. If the Bucks win on Thursday, they're playing Saturday night in the finals against whoever represents the Western Conference. So, Dave, you're getting on an airplane in about 2 minutes from now to head out to Vegas. The only thing I ask, bring me back a keychain or a coffee mug with my name on it.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Justin. You know that.
Yeah, you're exactly the type that I would picture that from as well. Thursday night in Vegas, the in-season tournament where the Bucks are headed. Dave, we will catch up with you then.
All right, Justin. Sounds good. Enjoyed this one tonight, and we will talk with you soon.
146 to 122. The offense explodes in this one for a season high in points scored, in three-pointers as well, knocking down 23 of those tonight. Another near triple-double from Giannis, who finished with 35 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. Brooke Lopez ended up blocking 3 shots in this game, so he has 11 blocked shots in 2 games against the New York Knicks this season. Damian Lillard with 28 points and 7 assists, and Malik Beasley, 6 of 11 from the floor. He went 6 of 10 on threes and finished with 18 points. Chris Middleton with 14 points and 7 assists. So Lopez, the only starter not to reach double figures. And again, that Bucks bench, efficient as well, scoring 42, led by Bobby Portis's 13 and 12 from Cameron Payne. Efficiency was the story of the night for this Bucks team, shooting 60% from the field, a new season high. 61% on threes. That is a high as well, as are the 23 makes from the outside. And overall, they capitalized on Knicks turnovers. We highlighted that before the game and said, you've got to minimize the damage on the glass, where the Knicks have been the best rebounding team in the league all season long, and you can't give that Knicks offense transition opportunities. The Bucks checked off both of those boxes in this win tonight, scoring 27 points off of Knicks turnovers. With that, let's head downstairs and hear from Adrian Griffin.
Adrian, I guess to start, the team is going to Las Vegas. You advance in this tournament. So just that was a goal, at least to this point. So what does that mean to get that done tonight?
Obviously, tonight was a, huge step. You know, we wanted to get to Vegas. But, when we get to Vegas, we got to take care of business. We got two games to win there. Celebrate tonight. I thought we played an outstanding game. Give credit to the Knicks that, they were tough. Tough-minded group, well-coached group. But I thought, tonight our team was the better team. And I thought our bench was terrific. I thought the crowd was terrific. And I had all the, makings of a playoff, atmosphere of a playoff game. So, but, keep everything, in perspective. We're going out to Vegas on a business trip. And we're facing a very tough team in Indiana that just beat another tough team in Boston. So we expect their best. But, when we're at our best, I love our chances.
Third quarter was key. You held them to 24 points. But there was that 18-6 run that created that separation. Just what clicked defensively there to limit New York?
I think just coming out that first 5 minutes was crucial. They're a very good team. And I think that, at halftime, one of the emphasis was just defending without fouling and just moving our feet, protecting the three-point line, let Brook be Brook. And we were able to do that to start the half, and we kind of didn't look back after that.
Sometimes I know it's just as simple as the ball goes in, but what did you see from your team from the three-point line that, created those good looks, and you guys know?
Well, we just trust the pass, and we got players that are extremely unselfish. They're team first individuals. Everyone's playing to their strength. The ball was hopping. Our assist total, I believe, was 32 assists again, which is outstanding. It just shows that they trust each other out there. And you get in the paint against New York, you got to be strong with it. You got to make the right plays, and I thought we did that tonight.
Just what do you think of Giannis being able to get into the paint early and then use all that attention to kick out for his teammates?
Well, Giannis is a winner. He's been in these situations before. He's a leader. He's another extension of the coaching staff on the floor, directing traffic and making plays. I mean, that's what the great ones do. They are able to make plays. And, he was fantastic tonight. And I thought our entire team, really rose to the challenge. It was a great challenge for us playing at home and playing up against a very physical team. But I thought we executed a game plan well and put us in a position to go to Vegas, and that's what it's all about.
I know we'll obviously look at the 6 of 10 from the three-point line from Malik, but what do you think of the job he did defensively on Jalen Brunson?
He did a terrific job. Jalen Brunson is one of the toughest guards to guard because he's so crafty. He knows how to draw fouls. He knows how to maneuver and use his body. And, he can shoot the three. He has the float game. He has all the nuances, the fakes and the keeps and the keeping you off balance. So I thought Bees did a fantastic job on him tonight.
Griff, you've acknowledged just kind of some of the up and downs you guys have been going through this season, trying to, learn each other and such. But just the way you guys are playing overall, I think it's 8 of the last 9 or whatever that you've won put together. Kind of how do you feel about your team kind of entering the stretch, and what kind of gives you confidence or optimism just about the way you guys are playing?
No, I just think it's just our approach. Every day is just an opportunity to get better. Wins or losses, we look at the film. The player has been so receptive to coaching, and I've been equally open to you know, it's a two-way street. You know, we got a lot of leaders on this team, a lot of great input, and we it's a collaboration, not just with me and the players, but have a phenomenal, outstanding relationship with John and his staff, and it's not just one person. You know, we're in it together. And so when you have high character people and we're all working for a common goal and you have talented, you know, people on the floor, you know, good things happen.
What does a win like this say to you about your team, and how much do you think this is going to help your momentum even after Vegas?
Well, I think, you know, the purpose of the, you know, in-season tournament is to put ourselves in situations like this and see how we respond. And I thought we responded the right way. I thought we defended when we needed to defend. You know, early the first half was back and forth. You know, it's like heavyweight match, and they made some tough shots, but we stuck with it for 48 minutes. And, you know, we did it together. I thought our bench again. I also want to say Brooke is phenomenal. You know, like we talk about Dame a lot, rightly so. We talk about Giannis. I thought Beast was terrific defensively. But Brooke, man, he's, you know, he's the heart and soul of our defense. He does a lot of things that doesn't show up in the box score. And sometimes it does. But, you know, he's invaluable to our team on both sides of the ball. Then having Chris out there with his leadership. So, you know, this is all, you know, these games like this, and I've said this before, certain games that we've had where we had to really fight and find ways to win, it does build character. And, you know, I love how, you know, our fourth quarters are our best quarters. And that's what you need, you know, to win big games. You know, you got to be able to play a complete game. And I thought we did that tonight.
Hey, Coach, it was a back-and-forth game early, but just what did you think of A.J.'s timely threes early on there? He started 3 for 3, and how important those were.
Yeah, it was clutch, you know. He's, you know, I don't want to forget about him as well. I thought he gave us some crucial minutes, stretch the floor. You know, nothing phases him. You know, he's it's tough to sit there all season and not know when your minutes are coming, and but you can be called on any time, and I think AJ has embraced this role, and I felt that he was going to get some good looks tonight because of all the attention that Giannis commands, and I thought, you know, he seized the moment, and he helped us tremendously tonight. He's an extremely hard worker behind the scenes. He's the first in the gym, last to leave. I was in the gym this morning, and we had optional shoot around, and he's there for an hour putting up shots. So, man, you're doing the right things every day, and it's as a coach, you know, it's rewarding for me to see players who put it, you know, make those sacrifices get rewarded in a situation like this. And you know, he was awesome tonight.
Obviously, a win like this can help build confidence, but how do you as a head coach make sure that the team doesn't start leaning toward getting cocky?
Well, we have great veteran leadership here. These guys been through battles. So, you know, after the game, Giannis was the first one to talk about, you know, our mindset going into Vegas. Obviously, we know it's a business trip. We still have to win two games, but the first you got to win against a very good Indiana team. So it's important that you just focus on what's right in front of you. We'll get to Vegas tonight. Tomorrow we have, you know, film and maybe a short walkthrough. But we know that we're facing a very confident team in Indiana that plays a fast style. They get the ball up and down the floor. They got multiple ball handlers, guys can get in the paint. And they got some players that can really knock it down from the three-point line. So, you know, it's going to be another challenge for us, and we'll be prepared for them. Thank you.
146 to 122, the final score tonight. Bucks put up a season-high 146 points and knocked down a season-best 23 three-pointers, and in doing so, punch their ticket to Las Vegas, Nevada, for the semifinals of the first-ever in-season tournament. Bucks will be one of the final four teams left now in Vegas. Thursday, taking on the Indiana Pacers, with the winner advancing to the finals on Saturday night. We will preview that game and take a look at the numbers from this win after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how. A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
146 to 122 is our final score from Fiserv Forum as the Bucks take down the New York Knicks. And now they move on to Las Vegas to take on the Indiana Pacers in the semifinals of the in-season tournament. That game will be on Thursday. As for the West semifinals, we won't know what that matchup is until a few hours from now, as the New Orleans Pelicans have already advanced to Las Vegas. And now they await the winner of a game tipping off momentarily here between the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. For the Bucks, we mentioned the offensive outburst tonight. 146 points scored is a new season high, and 23 three-pointers a new season high as well. It is the second most in the NBA this season. 25 is the NBA high this season. The 146 points scored, by the way, is the sixth most scored in the league this season. The Indiana Pacers, the team the Bucks will face next, have two games already this season scoring 150-plus points. They put up 152 points against the San Antonio Spurs about a month ago, and just 2 weeks ago, 157 points against the Atlanta Hawks. That was the most points scored in the league this season. You heard what Adrian Griffin thought of the defense. They did a very good job, as we touched on throughout the course of the second half, defending without fouling. That was the story of those final 24 minutes as the Knicks scored just 50 points in the second half. Remember, this was a 75-72 halftime score, and the Bucks would go on to tack on 71 in the second half, but hold New York to just 50 points, 24 of those in the third quarter when they firmly seized control of this game. The 75 points scored in the first half, by the way, are a season high for points scored in a half. So the Bucks crossing off a lot of season bests with this performance tonight. Again, they had four of their five starters score in double figures and six players in all, led by Damian Lillard, led by Giannis, as I'm looking at the numbers from the first matchup between these two teams. They still had six players in double figures. They were led by Giannis, 35 points and 10 assists. Damian Lillard did have 28. He had 30 in the first matchup between these two teams. 18 from Malik Beasley. All of those points came from behind the three-point line, where he knocked down six of his 10 three-point attempts. 14 from Chris Middleton. And then off the bench, Bobby Portis tacked on 13, while Cam Payne chipped in 12 in an efficient offensive night for the Bucks. The Bucks won the game, but they did not win the opening tip. However, be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks do win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as a reminder, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After this win tonight, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and grab yourself a free small Frosty. The offer is only good for 24 hours after each win, so you need to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And our assist of the game is brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. The Bucks, as a team, dished out 32 assists tonight. They were led by Giannis, who had 10 of those 32. So between Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Dame Lillard, 24 of those 32 assists, 75% of the assist coming from that trio, and that includes our assist of the game. 146 to 122, the final score here. Bucks now prepare for the Indiana Pacers in Vegas. We'll preview that matchup and take a look at the other Western Conference quarterfinal game after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Jahnke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks, WTMJ.
Back inside of Fiserv Forum, I'm Justin Garcia as the Bucks move past the Knicks in the quarterfinals, 146 to 122. A near triple-double from Giannis, 28 points from Damian Lillard, and 42 points from the bench, highlighted by those 25 combined from Campaign and Bobby Portis, push the Bucks into the semifinals where they will tangle with the Indiana Pacers Thursday in Las Vegas. As for the Knicks, they were led tonight by Julius Randle, who went 14 of 19 from the field and put up 41 points. Remember, Randle was 5 of 20 and scored just 16 points in the first matchup between these two teams on November 3rd. Jalen Brunson finished with 24 points, but did so on 10 of 22 shooting and missed all 5 of his 3-point attempts. 3-pointers told a big story in this game as well, as the Bucks knocked down 23, which, as we mentioned, is a season high. The Knicks went just 7 of 23 on their threes, good for 30%. So the Bucks plus 48 behind the three-point line in this game. Where the Knicks made up for that momentarily was points in the paint, outscoring the Bucks 60 to 50. And we would see the Bucks start to gain more advantage in those turnover categories as well. Finished the game with just 12 turnovers after a bit of a choppy start. And they forced 17 Knicks turnovers, scoring 27 points off of those turnovers there. The other area where the Knicks took advantage, I should say, was the free throws. They got to the line 33 times and connected on 29 of them. Bucks just 19 free throw attempts in this game, and they made 13 of them. So the Knicks plus 16 points at the free throw line, though the Bucks were plus 16 threes beyond the arc, plus 48 points there in that. the biggest difference in this game as the Bucks now move on to the semifinals to take on the Indiana Pacers. Our play of the game brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. And the play of the game, really, just the stat line of both Giannis and Damian Lillard as that duo combined for a plus 55 points. As we gave you that number during the game, they're now 10-0 when Giannis and Damian Lillard score 55 points or more. Tonight, that tally was 63, and that gives us our play of the game, brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest Premier Gaming, Entertainment, and Hotel Destination. All of that and more waits for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 24-point win in the quarterfinals as the Bucks now hop a flight to Las Vegas to take on the high-octane Indiana Pacers offense Thursday in the semifinals. We'll preview that matchup and wrap things up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Wrapping things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network of Justin Garcia, the Bucks beat the New York Knicks 146-122 in another dominant offensive outing for this group. And now they head to Las Vegas to take on the Indiana Pacers in the semifinals of the first ever NBA in-season tournament. That game will be Thursday afternoon. It will be a 4 o'clock Central Time tip between the Bucks and the Pacers, so make note of that tip time. 4 p.m. tip-off, some afternoon basketball. 3:30 is when our coverage will begin. So the other game on Thursday is going to be your Western Conference game, and we know the New Orleans Pelicans will be one representative in that game as they went to Sacramento to beat the Kings last night, 127-117. They now await the winner of the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. That game taking place out in L.A. right now. They're headed towards the end of the opening quarter, and the Lakers lead it 28-23. So your nightcap will be the Pelicans against either the Lakers or the Suns, preceded by the Bucks and the Pacers. And we'll make note of that time once again. 4 o'clock tip-off Thursday afternoon. 3:30 is when our Bucks Radio Network coverage with myself and Dave Kane gets started. But it is on to the semifinals now for the Bucks, who are two wins away from winning the first ever NBA Cup, taking on the Pacers and looking for a bit of revenge following the loss they suffered to those Pacers in Indiana earlier this season, though that was a game where the Bucks were not at full strength. They'll get a second crack at Tyrese Halliburton and those Pacers on Thursday. One more time, 4 o'clock tip-off on Thursday, 3:30 is when our network coverage begins. For those of you in our listening audience in Milwaukee, we remind you our extended post-game show gets started momentarily here. So we welcome you to join us for Bucks Talk. We will take your thoughts on this NBA in-season tournament, on the offensive outburst we've seen from this team of late, and preview the matchup with the Pacers on Thursday. Again, Bucks Talk begins as soon as we wrap up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, and you can hear that on our flagship station, WTMJ, in Milwaukee. For Dave Kane here inside of Fiserv Forum, our engineer Ryan Elliott and our crew back at the studio, our engineer Jason Gordon and our producer Matt Sossler, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Thursday afternoon for a 4 o'clock tip between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
Swift again. Why do they keep showing? It's like, okay, they show her for 5 seconds. She's the, like the biggest star in the world right now. They show her for 5 seconds. What are you? You're missing a fat guy with his face painted. That's who they'd be showing if they weren't showing Taylor Swift. I don't understand the outrage. And I don't know any of her songs, but she seems all right. And Travis Kelce's a likable dude. Like I'd take that. I'd rather look at that than a Kardashian constantly in the booth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the guy with the face paint probably has his shirt off, and I don't need to see that because I've seen that for 35 years.
See that in my dreams? Yeah.
And Taylor, she's cute. She's fantastic. So put her on the TV.
Why not?
I mean, I'm not. I'm gonna. Like I said in my article, I'm gonna watch anyway, and so are you. What if they're 2-9 or 9-2? It's a primetime game in December. It's not like we're outside ice fishing at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, maybe somebody is, but you know, most of us are going to watch the Packers at least until it gets out of hand and then whatever, then we move on.
I like, anyway. you had a moment in there where you compared Taylor's travel to how your travel is going as a stand-up comic, trying to book a hotel room in Minnesota. And you got so mad at the customer service representative. You wish you had a rotary phone to slam down in anger. And that made me laugh. You can't, as angry as you are, you just can't press a button to hang up. It doesn't have the same bite, right?
It doesn't achieve anything. It doesn't tell the person on the other end of the phone anything. They get nothing out of it. Yeah. You get no satisfaction. It's the worst.
So, it's like, he sounds like he really pressed that button hard. I must have made him angry. You're not getting that.
Right. Yeah, it's not like you can punch the button 3 or 4 times to hang up the phone. You could, like, bang it and just on the table or a desk and hear the bell clang.
Right.
You
do that with a cell, you got to go get a new phone.
I was trying to make a hotel reservation, which ended up taking me 1 hour and 10 minutes, which of course is insane when we have, high speed internet all over the planet. And I should be able to do it in under 10 minutes tops.
Right.
And the customer service lady, wink, wink, because customer service, they just use that ironically, evidently. And
isn't that terrible?
Yeah. She had me on the line for 20 minutes and then finally did what I had initially asked her. And by that point, that's when I wanted to slam the phone.
I love when they say, your call is very important to us.
Yeah.
And you're on hold for, not important enough that we're going to spend more money and hire more customer service reps, but we have to say that. And I get that all the time. So what, all right, Mike, you and I go way back. Both stand-up comic. You're still a stand-up comic. I do it sparingly. But we worked together at Funny Business in Madison, right there on State Street, a block from the Capitol. Now it's it's not the same owners, but it's a different club a little bit further down. But
yeah.
Do you remember when we worked together?
You know, I was trying to remember the first time, and I couldn't remember if it was in Madison or Chicago or Milwaukee, because you were based in Chicago at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And we, you know, we worked a lot of these regional clubs, and that was sort of the little loop was Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago. So I don't remember specifically, but it would have been for me probably the early 90s, 1991, 92.
And I want to say Chris Titus was the headliner, I think.
Oh, man.
I think I was the middle act, and you opened because you were either just starting out or it was your home club and you were just MCing to MC. And I can't remember.
I think it was both. I was just starting out, and they let me work there like all the time because it's like a lot of other businesses. Business people tend to be really risk averse, and when they find somebody that's not a total disaster in those days, they would just go, "Okay, you can keep showing up every week because we're too afraid to see what else there is." So they let me work there all the time. I mean, that was great. It was a great room, and it's still the club in Madison is still great. I do remember. I think we worked at the Milwaukee Comedy Cafe once, or maybe we hung out
there.
You're
right.
You performed there, didn't you?
That was one of my favorite rooms. Yeah, they used me a lot. I had a good run there. They used me. Larry, the cable guy, got me in there. He was still Dan Whitney at the time, and he recommended me. And because they liked him so much, they gave me a ton of work, and I didn't even get a laugh. So, they were really good to me, and that was a really fun room to work. I think we did work there.
Yeah, it was a super fun room to work, and it was also one of the strangest places I've ever been anywhere in the whole world.
I agree.
Because since you had been there, it was owned by this big Hawaiian dude, and he was a fan of mafia culture for whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, he aspired to be in the mob, or he was in the mob.
I didn't ask questions.
Yeah, you didn't ask. Yeah. And so, like most comedy clubs, you would walk in and there would be pictures of the comedians on the all over the front walls. But then they had a section devoted to real life mobsters, and which, you know, in a comedy club, it's a little eye opening. You're like, what? How? Where does this come into play?
Oh, that's funny. I must have been gone by then. But I remember the owners before him. And they were great. Yeah. Kevin and Linda, and Kevin and Linda.
Yeah. And then it was JJD.
Yeah, and I liked JD a lot too. But I know what you're saying. He had kind of he's a guy like I'm like man, I don't want to get on this guy's bad side, you know.
Yeah, well,
but
so
he was a good guy.
The thing it wasn't even necessarily unique to the Comedy Cafe. It was part of the culture of Milwaukee bar life. Like every neighborhood bar in Milwaukee, the owner or manager was packing heat. They just were. And so not only did they love this mafia vibe, they were packing heat. And so one night on the weekends there would be three shows. And so the starting times were different than the Friday night show. And they had a basement office that served as the green room.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I was down in the office waiting for the next show to start. And because it was a different time than the previous night, the show had already started unbeknownst to me. And a waitress comes running into the office and she goes, "You're on. They already introduced you." And I was like, "Oh, no." And I ran upstairs and I walk out in the showroom and it's deathly silent. The audience is just sitting there waiting. The MC didn't have enough sense to keep talking.
He
introduced me and bailed. And so I walk out into a completely quiet room and start my act and I do my set and whatever. Then I get done and I walk through the showroom and I get out the showroom door and one of the owner's guys puts one arm around me and with his other arm, he sticks a gun in my side. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And says
Mike,
to me,
hold that thought. Hold on. I want to treat this like a movie. That's the suspense. Can you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
Give me 60 seconds. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Boy, that was tough. Mike, you still there?
I am still here.
Indeed. I'm talking to Mike Mercury, Madison comedian and writer, who is in the middle of an awesome story, but I had to go to a break. So it's like the suspense. It's like we're going to take a brief intermission. So you were introduced. You didn't know the show time because they changed it. You went up. You did your set. And the comedy club owner walks you into the hall with a gun in your ribs. Finish telling the story.
One of his minions, one of his bouncers, I don't know what they had all these guys that worked there who helped, you know, they had very non-specific titles and job assignments. We don't really know what they did. They were just around. And on Saturdays, they all dressed in these like zoot suits because Saturday was the big night. So they'd wear these huge oversized coats. And all of them were packing heat. So I get done with the show. I walk through the showroom, and one of his guys puts an arm around me, sticks his 45 or whatever in my side, and says something like, "Hey, man, where the hell were you?" or whatever he was saying. And, of course, I was a little bit mortified that there's a gun in my belly in a comedy club. And I said, hey, Howard, that's real funny until somebody loses a spleen. And then, you know, then he laughs. And put his gun away because, I don't know, then he felt he had gotten his point across or taught me my lesson or whatever the point of all that was. But, you know, I mean, it's insane to be in a comedy club as one of the entertainers and the help sticks a gun in your belly.
Right. I mean, I used to wear a cup every time I went on stage, but that was just a precaution. That's not going to do you much good with a gun.
That's not going to help.
Despite what you just said, I will have to say, I always got along with everybody there. It was a fun club to work. I'm sorry that you messed up on the show.
No. Here's the weird thing. I went there after that. I was there, you know, 15 more times.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was a great place. The audiences were unbelievable, and it was... you know, maybe because there were guns, it was a very well-run club. I don't know, but
that's the reason.
I don't know what effect the guns had on the business, other than it was well-run and the audiences were great. Nobody heckled you there. You know, I think they
well, now we know why.
They see pictures of John Gotti at the front, at the door coming in, and they're like, okay, we get the message.
That screams comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you worked the road a lot, right? I mean, you were a road guy. You did all the Yoder gigs and all these fun Midwest rooms, right?
I did that primarily for, I think it was 11 years, basically. I just was on the road constantly for 11 years. And then I went, hey, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is not great.
Do you still do it, Mike? Are you still touring? You have any dates you want to share with people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, totally. I'm still on the road. I just don't do it as much. And so one of the things I do, like this, the trip to Minnesota is I'm leaving on Thursday for this town called Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I'm doing a company Christmas party, which is a lot of what I do this time of year. So you do these, you know, go, you're the entertainment for the company, Christmas party, where it needs, the comedy needs to be fairly accessible and universal and clean, and you can't upset the, you know, the boss and the old ladies in accounting or whatever the case is. But then the following Saturday, this Saturday, December 9th, I'm at a casino in Minneapolis called Running Aces Casino, and there's two shows there. So I still do this mix of sort of private corporate things, and then I work a lot of casinos because the casino shows are a little bit different than the comedy clubs, in part because they're not such a long run. You know, the clubs are usually multiple nights or whatever.
Sure.
And the casino shows I do, you know, it's generally one night, two nights, something like that. So, yeah, so I'm still out there doing it. I just do it a little more on my terms, I guess, and I don't have to rely on it the way I did for you know, 11 years in the 90s.
Right. Well, you got to work a room up here so we can have you in the studio and promote it a little bit. So keep that in mind. But
Love to. I love coming up there. I think I had told you I drove through, up through your neck of the woods not too long ago. I was up at the Island Resort and Casino. I go up there once in a while. I'll be coming back up next, I think, late March to another casino way over on the eastern UP called I'm drawing a blank on it. Anyway, you know, there's a bunch of casinos up in the UP that I work, and I love coming up there. So
you can go laugh and then lose all your money. It's a great night out. Bring the kids.
Well, listen, that's one of the things where I learned. So I used to work in Las Vegas too. I used to do anywhere from like 4 to 6 full weeks a year in Las Vegas, and in those days you would literally do 7 nights in the same place. And I used to work at the old Riv, the Riviera, which is now gone, along with another slightly lesser known place. That was the thing. They would give you your paycheck for the week as soon as you showed up on Monday. They'd be like, hey, here you go. I never really gambled because I had, I just had too much on the line. I had to get home 7 days later the money in my pocket.
Here I am thinking they're being trusty, and you're right. They want you to gamble it away. Mike, we got to run. Thank you so much for your time tonight. It was a great article. Check out Mike's work on Substack, and look for Mike on Google him. Find out where he's at. He's very funny. Thanks so much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
You too. Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
All right,
see you. Bye. Oh, Mike Mercury, funny guy. So, Conrad, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
Do we have time to play a quick snippet of one more song?
Oh yeah,
let's fire it up. This is my least favorite. Saved it for last. All right, you can cut it. That song sounds like it was written. It's like a bunch of friends are sitting around and said, hey, let's take some speed and write a Christmas song. I don't know. Am I on an island with that one? We've been pretty much on the same level, Conrad. What do you think about that one?
I don't hate that song.
Oh, look at that.
I don't hate it.
Nice.
But it's still not great.
Yeah.
I'll definitely listen to other. I wouldn't pick it out.
I think the problem is I hear it all the time. That's probably the most played Christmas song in my house anywhere, the car, whatever. Hey, great show tonight. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your texts and calls. I want to thank Rob Thomas, Mike Mercury, and Brittany Welch. Phenomenal. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Thanks so much.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.